All right, welcome back. Who's talking? Jim Hobgood, Frank Maloney, Chris Sill. We thank our first guest tonight, Charles McDaniel. Must be thinking about a McDonald's hamburger or something. This Zacharias Ganey diet has got me desperate for a hamburger from McDonald's or something. But I do thank Zacharias Ganey as well. But anyway, right now, speaking of sponsors, we're going to have Frank describe our LeClaire Ryan play of the game from Saturday's football game.
Well, in the second quarter, TCU Horned Frogs had the ball at the UVA, I think the 14-yard line or thereabouts, when quarterback Casey, it looks like Paschal, but they kept pronouncing it on air as Paul Hall. So apparently they think there's a W in there. Anyway, he dropped back to pass. There was decent pressure. The pocket was collapsing. He hesitated, then he pivoted and threw back to the right side of the field. And none other than local Verana product, UVA defensive back Maurice Kennedy, cut off the route, jumped in there and intercepted the ball, got his hands under the ball and made a terrific interception that saved, really, Virginia from being blown out right there in the first half.
Am I correct? That was the first turnover we forced all year?
Not sure, but right in there.
We're really on the wrong side of that turnover ratio here.
Anyway, Kennedy had another pick, but it was wiped out by a sloppy pass interference flag on Brendan Phelps. Anyhow, very impressed with Kennedy. I've watched him carefully. He made a shoestring tackle against Penn State on a big play in the middle of the field. That receiver gets free. He probably runs down to about the 5 to 10 yard line. And even that lousy kicker for Penn State would have made that field goal.
Well, maybe. He missed one short one. Fortunately, he missed one late that allows us to be 2-2 right now.
That was the play I'm talking about.
Yeah. But anyway, speaking about Kennedy, he's going to have his hands full this weekend with Louisiana Tech. Frank's got their schedule up. And
the whole defense is going to have their hands full. Louisiana Tech currently is 22nd in the nation in rushing yards at 304. Passing yards also 22nd. Third overall in points. They're averaging 54 points a game. This might be the game where Jim Reed rolls out some kind of crazy zone defense, particularly early in the game, just to mix things up, to show this other team something that they may not have expected from Virginia. Certainly is one thing. They better not bite on the first fake of these wide receivers, because it'd be nice to keep the ball in front of us for a change and not let the ball get over our heads. Anyway,
yeah, definitely have to avoid those 50, 60, 70-yard plays that we've seen too many of here in the last couple of weeks.
Well, certainly on the first series, they've been sort of, flammable would be the only word that comes to mind. But I'm hopeful. I think this is a young group. If Billy Shouts can stay on the field, that will help. Leroy Reynolds is out following surgery to his hand, but we're expecting him to come back at some point. DJ Hill, who substituted for him, played well and had 8 tackles against TCU, and apparently he's unafraid to run around and hit somebody.
Well,
and
the one thing, without question, regardless of how well the defense plays, Louisiana Tech's going to score some points. So offensively, Bill Lazor and his troops are going to have to put some points on the board for us.
Well, the offensive line has been the bugaboo since the Penn State game. I did think against TCU, Virginia blocked better both in the rushing game, particularly on the pulling pitch toss plays. Pass protection was shaky at times, but I thought they showed improvement. And, Cody Wallace was back at guard, and that helps. Luke Bowanko at center is still snapping the ball high to me. His snaps to Rocco were high. He's got to get that, particularly in shotgun, he's got to get that snap lower so the quarterback can keep his eye on the field.
Well, Coach London has still established the run first. You know, he wants to run the football and set up the rest of the offense, set up a little play action, all that. But play action doesn't do real good well if you're not running the football.
Well, the West Coast offense, which is what Lazor is using more so this year, Rocco just got to find somebody open and get him the ball. And 3- and 4- and 5-yard completions keep the clock running. Virginia keeps possession of the ball. They get first downs. And the bottom line is the talent is there at wide receiver and at tight end. Blocking has got to hold up better. They've got to keep people out of his face. I think he can do it. Obviously, if they do provide better protection, he's got to deliver balls on time, and he's got to lead his receivers.
It's got to lead to receivers, and the receivers have to make plays.
Yeah, the receivers have got to catch the ball. There were some drops in the last game.
Particularly when you're playing against good teams, you got to make plays. But at any rate, all right, we're going to go to our bottom of the hour break. Stay with us. Ahmad Hawkins will be joining us momentarily. And then later in a half hour, Dr. Mark Jones from Ortho Virginia will give us the injury report. Stay tuned. Who's Talking? We'll be back in a few moments.